Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight's Intermountain Classics highlights music by 20th century American composers and arrangers. We will hear the beautiful and very exciting Piano Concerto No. 3 by early 20th century composer Serge Prokofiev, and a new work by David Hertzberg called Spectre of the Spheres. We will also hear a beautiful sonata for flute and orchestra by the French composer Francis Poulenc, and arranged for orchestra by Lennox Berkeley. A symphony by American 20th century composer Charles Ives, and a hymn and fuguing tune by California-born composer Henry Cowell. Stay tuned for this most inspiring program of fine classical music, right here on Intermountain Classics, on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. All Intermountain Classics shows for the 2016 year are now archived on the KKRN website, kkrn.org. If you miss a program or you want to hear it again, go to the Intermountain Classics section of the kkrn.org website and look for the show you want to hear. Each show is available for immediate playback. And for updates and special features, check the Intermountain Classics page on Facebook. And like us if you enjoy the show. Good evening, and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening to tonight's broadcast. Tonight's show spotlights some wonderful 20th century American composers. Our opening music featured American and California-born composer Henry Cowell in his Fiddler's Jig for Solo Violin and String Orchestra, performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra Seattle and violinist Marjorie Kranzberg Talvey. We will hear more music by Henry Cowell later in tonight's program. For now, let's hear a sonata for flute and piano by French-born composer Francis Poulenc. In this recording, we hear the orchestrated version by American composer Lennox Berkeley and performed by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Stuart Bedford and flutist Jennifer Stinton. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and streaming via our website, kkrn.org. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. We've opened tonight's program with a beautiful sonata for flute and piano by French composer Francis Poulenc and orchestrated by Lennox Berkeley. Scottish Chamber Orchestra performed and featured flutist Jennifer Stinton as flute soloist. Tonight I'd like to feature two really wonderful works recently performed by our own North State Symphony in its 2016-2017 season opener concerts, Rumba to Ravel. Later tonight you will hear the somewhat eerie and mystical Spectre of the Spheres by American composer David Hertzberg. For now, let's listen to a recording of Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3 as performed by pianist Yuja Wang and the Lucerne Festival Orchestra conducted by Claudio Abbado.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM and streaming via our website, kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. We've just heard a performance of the very exciting and energetic Piano Concerto No. 3 by Russian composer Serge Prokofiev. Pianist Yuja Wang and the Lucerne Festival Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado, performed in this recording. And now let's wrap up this first hour of Intermountain Classics with one more selection from North State Symphony's Rumba to Ravel concert. This is Spectre of the Spheres by David Hertzberg. Spectre of the Spheres is definitely a work that is out of this world and visionary. It was inspired, according to composer David Hertzberg, after seeing the Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN, your community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've been listening to recordings of David Hertzberg's Spectre of the Spheres, the composer's inspiration after seeing the Northern Lights. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program features more music by 20th century American composers Charles Ives and Henry Cowell.